And let's welcome in Coach Huger now. And Coach, this was a kind of a tale of two halves. It was very competitive first half. You were down just four. And the second half, the Thunderbirds dominated. What was the difference?
We stopped defending. We didn't defend the way we should have. They were able to get everything they wanted, from threes to drives to everything. They're a very good team, though. I mean, people got to give them credit. They're old. They got all seniors, you know, one junior. And when you're that old and you've been together on a 20-win team from last year, they just know how to play and they know how to win.
And John Knight III was a big problem, especially in the second half. He just seemed like he could go and do whatever he wanted.
He definitely dominated the game. We had no answers for him. He played extremely well with just drives. I mean, just being able to drive to the basket. We didn't have good rim protection, and he was able to get what he wanted to get. So we started to trap him a little bit. That slowed him down. You know, we just did different things to try to get him out of his rhythm.
Coach, that said about the defense, offensively as well, the second half was a real struggle. I just talked about the shooting numbers. Did something change offensively?
No, we had great looks. We just missed. I mean, we had wide open threes. It don't get no better than that. We had wide open threes that I wouldn't trade and that we can take over and over again, and yet we missed those threes, and that's the difference in the game. When you're missing threes like that wide open, you got to make some of those to make it a game and give them something to think about. You know, when you're not making those threes, they don't have anything to think about.
Coach, we talked about trying to bring that effort from yesterday into today, and maybe for the first half your guys did, but seemed like maybe the full attention to detail and the 40 minutes of concentration wasn't there today as it was yesterday.
It definitely wasn't. It wasn't there for 40 minutes. We had a good half, a good first half. We were very competitive. But then, you know, we just started to miss shots and couldn't really get it going the way we wanted to, and they were able to take full advantage of it.
Also, Coach, when you look at your backcourt, guys just really continue to struggle shooting the ball. Caden and Trey combined to go 1 of 13 from 3. Sooner or later, you hope some of these start to go in, or it really becomes sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy here. These guys should be making more of these shots, right?
Yeah, they should. Caden is, you know, coming off injury, has to get his legs under him, his rhythm back. But he did a great job out there competing. Probably played him a little bit too many minutes, but, you know, it is what it is at this stage. We get off a couple days and don't have to go back until Sunday. We gotta play better. We gotta be tougher, and we gotta rebound better. I mean, our rebounding, that really hurt us. I mean, it only showed 13, but it seemed like it was more than that.
Well, they had 21 second chance points.
There you go.
Seeming every time they got one.
So that means every time they got one, they scored.
They were doing something with it. Also, the points off turnovers, you were down 21-12 today, and you actually forced more turnovers than they did, but obviously they were just in bad spots.
It was in bad spots, and we turned it right back over when we turned it up. When they turned it up, we gave it right back to them in a couple of those instances. But, you know, I like the effort that the guys gave today. You know, we just got to do it consistently and do it for 40 minutes and not for a half.
Well, Coach, obviously you're trying to get things up where you want them before you dive into conference play here in another month or so. So far right now, what are the things that are most lacking for your team that got to get better?
The effort on a consistent basis. We don't give max effort on a consistent basis. We give it in spurts. And once we figure out that we can give it in the whole situation, the whole game, I think that'll be the turning point for us.
Coach, appreciate your time. We'll see you on the bus.
Thank you.
That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger. Falcons fall to Southern Utah today, 87-73.